Today, we begin with the second talk of Parshas Nitzavim. We move today from Sheni to Shlishi. Again, a very short Parsha of only three Pesukim. Pasuk Yud Beis. Lema'an hokim oscho hayom lo lo'om. The purpose of this bris, of this covenant, is to establish you as his people, as God's special people. From this point on, as Rashi puts it, Eino yochol lihibodel mikem. God cannot change you. God cannot exchange you for any other nation. You are his special people. And that is solid, eternal, unchangeable. For who yihyeh lechol Elohim? It goes two ways. You are his nation, and he is your God. Ka'asher dibaloch v'cha'asher nishbala avosecho li'avrohom li'yitzchok u'li'akol. This is something that God has promised you long ago, and which he is now about to enter into a covenant to ensure for all time you are his people, he is your God. But know this, V'lo itchem levadechem anochi koreis es habris hazos v'yes ho'olo hazos. That this covenant is not with you alone. This ola, these sanctions, this curse lest you not keep the covenant, is not just for you alone. But then who is it for? You possibly think it is for some other nation besides the Jews. No. Ki es asher yeshno po imanu omed hayom. But rather, this covenant is for both those who are standing with us this day, Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu, before the Lord our God, V'eis Hasher Einenu Po Imonu Hayom. And this covenant is also for those who are not with us here today. It is for both groups. And here, the Mefarshim say something extremely important, and that is that this promise, this covenant, is for all time and eternity. Do not make a mistake that it is just for this generation, but rather it is for all time, for all time. The Mefarshim struggle, Abarbanel especially, with the question of how can it be that this generation now, at this point in time, can make a commitment for future generations. As the Abarbanel puts it, the central concept here is that there is a debt to be paid. The Jewish people at this point in time are committing themselves to something. And that debt, that commitment, has to be paid and has to be honored by all of the descendants. You're receiving an inheritance. And in exchange for that inheritance, you must pay the commitments of the present generation. And so this bris is not only for those who are standing here today, but it is also for those who are not with us today. The Medrash Tanchuma says an interesting thing, that this particular Shavua, this particular oath, is for all the neshamos, all the future souls of the Jewish people, who may not be physically present at this time, but they are present in a different sense. Their souls, their spirits are there. They are einenu omeid. They are not standing with us at this time. but their souls are. And so we have reached Shlishi.